My name is Vander Poeghert, and this is Finding Frequency. So today was an interesting day in the sense of my wife and I being head down in laptops, working away, really trying to get a handle on this whole working from home idea. And if it isn't enough that the whole internet is strewn with people working from home and giving advice, I think we would have felt much lonelier. But it's also strange. I snuck out today to quickly go and pick up some mail from a locker. And it feels strange to go out because Poland isn't really in like solid lockdown. There's limitations on gatherings and groups of people getting together, but we are not formally in isolation like in France or Spain yet. Although some of the cases are increasing here in Poland, it seems that it's slowly but surely growing, and we are keeping our eyes on the news to see if any drastic measures are going to be imposed anytime soon. However, it's really strange going outside and actually walking around because you get this feeling that things are definitely quieter, there's less going on, but then you also get this distinct feeling that there are some people out there who actually either ignore what's going on or isn't really aware of what's going on. But that's just my perception. I've not ventured out to the city. I don't know what the city looks like at the moment. I would love to be able to just take a drive through to see what's going on in Warsaw to get a feel of it. But at the moment, we are kind of staying here just to assess the situation. Interestingly, though, we did take a walk out this afternoon just to get out of the flat a little bit. And I must say, Poland has been very accommodating in the sense of the weather because the sun has been out. I actually snuck to the kitchen earlier today just to sit in the sun and absorb some vitamin D. And I think that is helping a lot because sitting at home and sitting in a dreary kind of no light atmosphere definitely contributes to you feeling a little bit more depressed and claustrophobic. But when the sun is out and you kind of get this fresh air, because my wife and I were joking because we feel like the air is much fresher in Warsaw at the moment. So there's these little light points. But I'll stop here with one or two small stories about our walk, because of course I was on my way to the post office, and at the post office is also running on different times now. So they running shorter sprints or shorter opening times. We got there, unfortunately, when they were closed, so I'll have to go back tomorrow. But there is now a red line on the floor. So if you've ever been at the airport and at passport control, the post office is now definitely like passport control. So there needs to be, so when you walk up to the counter to get your parcel, people need to be a meter and a half away from you. And there can only be two or three people in the actual post office at the time. So they instilling a lot of different rules to try and get people out of each other's personal space. And then on the way home, we actually walked past the small bakery, and the bakery also only allows a maximum of three people in the actual shop. But then what they've done is they've actually put tables and chairs between them, the counter, and the actual customers, enforcing an extra meter between people serving the bread and the actual customers. And then you can see that they also placed the actual cash point where you have to tap your card closer to the customer. So there doesn't have to be a lot of interaction. And that is, it's interesting because what are our futures going to look like? Are we going to be, is this now the life we're going to live? Especially for a South African and our culture, we like to have a good old hug out. So that is probably going to be something of the past, thinking today about what is the future repercussions. And then also potentially some good things might come from this, because we are very comfortably working from home. The flip side, of course, is that some businesses can't really do that and are going to be suffering. So for example, I wonder if people are really thinking about going out to buy clothes and fashionable items like that. So there are businesses out there that are going to take a massive knock, and we don't know what the ripple effect is going to be. The other thing secretly, though, is I'm also hoping that this might have a positive effect on the environment. But then again, what we don't realize is that as we increase the use of our computers and our internet connection, we don't always realize that that also inherently has a huge impact on the environment, because all the servers and all the digital elements running is generating heat, is generating pollution. The whole topic around digital ecology is huge and completely unresearched, and not a lot of people actually know what the impact of that might be on the environment. So a lot of things, lots to think about, but then also a lot of positive things. And different circumstances for different people. So when you're in Italy, when you're like a friend of mine who's in Spain, who's in complete lockdown in Madrid, yes, the realities are different. And I'm wondering how you're doing, how are you coping, how are you feeling? Do you actually feel anything at the moment? Keep safe, don't touch your face, wash your hands, and look after your loved ones. Thanks for listening.